feel so nauseous.
You had some din din mess up your tummy?
No. You know how you have certain scents that smell pretty much good, right? Like a scent that smells good, but it can be like really sweet or something and it started bothering you. So I had unraveled this brand new Febreze scent thing, you know, the shit you put in the wall, right? And it's like, it's called Cozy Campfire. It don't smell like this. It smells like a whole bunch of sugar or something. So it got me nauseated. I don't know why. It's so weird. Like, it's just, like, you ever smell something just too sweet and make you sick?
I don't know about sick all the way, but you can have, yeah, reactions to something that's just too smelly of a certain way.
Yeah.
Too aromatic.
Yeah, it's like, it's supposed to be good. Smell good, but it smell bad, man. Hurt my feelings,
doing things, man. Doing things to your body.
Make me want to go Ralph.
You one of those incense burning people?
What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, you people? What is that supposed to mean?
Just are you in the incense group?
I mean, yeah.
You sure. In that club? You mean like
I'd be burning
sticks?
Candles. No, I'd be burning candles.
Are you an advanced, like, are you a candle warmer melter person?
No.
Or are you just like a candle burner?
I'm a candle burner. I'm a candle burner because we got good candle. Now the candle wax burn thing, I mean, I think a good idea. I just haven't done it yet. I got a wax burner somewhere, but I don't think it works as good as it's supposed to. But yes, I would do that if I wasn't afraid it would like set something on fire. Like I got a feeling it just blow up or something.
When you get your bespoke wax.
My bespoke wax? What do you mean bespoke wax? What's that mean?
You get these special handmade, custom, unique waxes, or you just go to like IKEA and get you a wax candle? Are you special with it?
No, I don't go to IKEA.
You got a candle plug in Dallas?
Yeah, we got this candle place right here in Dallas area. It's good. It's got some good stuff.
Tell the people, give out the address. Shout out.
I mean,
we can do a sponsorship.
Yeah, it's called Society. They good. They got candles that smell like all good stuff.
Damn. You know okay. Man, you got a sneak tip on the candle hookup. I like that. Yeah. I like a man in touch with his candle.
It ain't really a hookup. It's a store. It's like, I'm not running down the street and then
getting a recommend.
Plug. Yeah,
I recommend
Society. Good. They got good scents. They got scents that smell like grown men and cowboys and shit like that.
Yeah,
I like. Yeah, that. I like that kind of stuff. I like
that. That's what the women want.
What the women want things to smell like cowboys?
Cowboys and grown men's. Yep.
I don't think so.
That's why you're shopping in there. You're trying to tell us something. You always want to be a cowboy out here?
I'm gonna be the next cowboy, baby.
Next closest thing is to burn a candle that smells like a sweaty cowboy.
Oh. You like the what smell of cowboy tastes like? I mean, smell like damn.
No, I don't know. I don't know what they taste like.
Damn,
you got some water rushing in your house. You got some interference on your microphone, bro. It's coming over.
What's coming over? Hold on.
Shit. I hear a fan, AC. This man's stuff got interference, electrical, magnetical interferential.
What are you talking about? You hear?
Okay,
it's gone.
It's gone now. It's gone now.
I think the Roomba had a mind of his own. It was cleaning.
Sorry for the name drop. I like that name drop. Roomba.
It was Roombering.
I don't got the Eufy. I don't got the intro. I don't got the knockoff Goodwill when I got
that jump was out there cleaning, dog. My bad. I didn't know
it sounded like it.
You can hear it? I don't think you can hear it.
Sounded like a fucking street sweeper.
Man, I think you're being extra. I don't think you heard this shit.
I did hear it.
Talking about me and you over here coughing up your goddamn lung.
Man, your Roomba was kicking up all the dust in my fucking face. Man,
you remember when you were saying how they can't hear it? Don't be telling nobody. I'm pretty sure you can't hear that shit whenever it gets on it. So why are you telling folks that my Roomba running in the background?
Hey, I was just trying to figure out what that was so I could get me one too.
You want a Roomba? Is what
I need a multi-surface. I need one that's good for hard floors and good for soft floors, like carpet too. I need
hard meat and soft meat.
Yeah, I want both ways.
Oh,
a Roomba does all that. I got the Wise vacuum, but
you got that cheap shit.
That one was it was a randomizer one where it just bounces off the walls and does like a random pattern for a long time.
Yep.
And eventually it does cover the floor because it tracks where it went, but it memorizes the boundaries, but it doesn't do like straight lines and like do a nice clean deal of your entire house. So you can't tell it like just go to this one piece and shit. So it's pretty basic, but it's a few years old. Yeah,
mine's the same way. Don't feel bad. It's the same way. I thought I had one that would do that thing where you like, oh, you go over here, go over there. Don't go over here and eat my socks, or don't go over here and eat my shoe. And it's like, I don't give a fuck what you tell it. I'm going to do what it do.
Yeah, I had a problem with it one time where either us or the dog, somebody brought in like a little pebble, a little rock, and it caught the rock and is dragging it across the floor in the spinner or whatever, in the brush, and it gouged a fucking like cut through the floor. So that was cool. I was like, what's that fucking noise? Like, it's just fucking going on the floor.
Like, oh, shit. You never figured it out after it was running for like 15 hours?
No, not 15 hours. Just even, it was like a few seconds. It made a line like 2 feet long. It was too late. It's supposed to be automatic and just do its own thing. I'm supposed to stand there and fucking watch it. And it didn't have a warning or feel that it had a rock trapped in it. So it just kept going, even though the spinner was stuck. Mm-hmm. So it's not a very advanced model. So you got to watch out with that cheap shit. Sometimes it'll fuck you up, cost you some more money.
Well, mine do the same thing. Well, isn't it supposed to stop when it feels like some kind of drag or something on it? It just kept going?
Oh, it must like that drag. It didn't do nothing. It kept going. It was going to go all day. If I was, you know, not there at the house and to hear it, it would have done the whole rest of the fucking house with that rock in there. So fuck you, Wise.
Damn. Bro, they're a sponsor. Why are you doing
that? Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't know that. Yeah, they got cool cameras, great security doorbells, all that good stuff.
This man just ended my whole career. What are you talking about?
That shit shut down. No more checks.
I mean, what's the problem?
Hey, I got them except they messed up my damn floor. Man. But I don't even live there no more, so it's someone else's problem.
So you let it mess up the floor, and then you did nothing.
And I unplugged it. I'm like, this shit ain't working no more.
Well, anyway, it's another day, another episode of this raggedy ass podcast where I have to wait for Chris for 30 fucking minutes to show up. Just tell me I'm too loud or making sound. So you can bring the intro in now. Thank you.
Mainstream 195 podcast. Yeah. Chris Jeff.
Yeah.
February 2024.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's pretty accurate.
Okay. Yeah, I would say so. It's almost Valentino Day.
What?
Get ready.
You call it Valentino Day because you married to a Latino?
No, I'm just putting some extra pizzazz on it.
Don't do that. Did you did the warden see that Spanish people said that you got that them guys ain't Latinos?
Spanish people said them guys
ain't Latinos. The Spaniards said that Mexicans, people on Central America and those Americas are not Latins. So they shouldn't call themselves Latinos. They Hispanos. That's what he said. I ain't say it before somebody come for me. I'm not the one who said it. This was a dude from Spaniard. He was Spaniardo. He was like, you dirty Hispanians. Y'all should not call yourself Latino because you're not Latin. You didn't speak the Latin's language. You are Hispaniol. We conquered you. You're just
dirty. Yeah, they got people going back and forth on that. The correct namings of who they is. So yeah, it's complicated, man. When you get taken over by people, it gets complicated.
It gets complicated, man. What you call yourself? You are you 8.0008% Hispano?
Yeah, I'm about that percent something. But I don't call myself that. I just say I'm a huevo. That's all.
You're what? What is it? Egg? A huevo? A egg?
No, huevo.
What the fuck is a huevo?
What the fuck is a waito?
No, really, I'm asking a question. Can you answer?
No, it's like a white guy.
I thought that was gringo.
No, gringo is something, but waito is also.
Yeah. So they're basically saying we can't call you waito. We can call you waito.
Waito.
That's great. Oh man, dang! Damn. They got you different disgrace to your peoples. Can't believe you let them talk to you this way. That's crazy. You're Waito. El Waito.
Damn.
Damn. Okay. Anyway, But yeah, so I ask her about it. I want you to figure it out because I think that's a very good debate. To me, it makes perfect sense. It makes sense because, you know, it is what it is, you know? I mean, you didn't speak Latin. I mean, it's almost like when people say, are you African? No, I mean, I never spoke African in my life. So
I don't think it's about speaking Latin.
No, it's more, it was about where they were from. Yeah, yeah, I get that. Yeah. I'm just pointing out him said that it's like that.
So. Yeah, it depends who you're talking to. I guess sometimes Hispanic and Latino, they represent different folks.
Yeah, man.
But it's cool.
Yeah, man.
It's cool, though.
Well, cool, man. I know you were saying you ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure, man. I can't believe it's been another week. I've been doing life, doing work, and all of a sudden I show up and it's like, fuck, it's the end of the week. And yeah. I don't know what happened, what I did, how we got here.
Some weeks be like that. I mean, I get it. Yes. I'm like that sometimes. It's like, what? I don't know. It's one of them weeks. You know who had the best week, though? Drizzy Drake.
I haven't had the pleasure.
I ain't seen that shit either. I'm just gonna point that out right now. I've not seen shit.
I've seen enough people making videos about it that I feel like I can tell what it would look like, but I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
I ain't trying to see it with my own eyes. Number one. Number two. I haven't seen really any reaction videos either.
So, I seen reaction. I saw someone that showed their grandma.
Like,
and she was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Drizzy Drake.
He called it a snake. And they said, oh, man, Drake got that strong arm.
I mean, I'm just saying I want to be like Drizzy when I grow up.
I sent you that video of someone like sitting on the bed and said, oh, Drake in that video was like this. And they got like some fucking like 4 foot long tube or something they're playing with, some long ass thing. And it's like, oh, is that what the video was like? Holy shit.
I mean, I don't know.
And apparently he came out and claimed it and said, yeah, boy, that was my video.
Dang.
And so he got nothing to be ashamed of.
I guess.
That sounds like a self-leak. Like, yeah. He was proud of that one. He was like, this one looked good. Let me let this out there.
Yeah. Look.
But you probably accidentally seen it. You're on Twitter all the time and you're scrolling. One of those videos is going to come up.
I'm on Twitter right now and I don't see shit, man. No.
You're getting all scratchy because you're probably seeing it right now.
I ain't seen shit, man. I'm telling you, dog.
Type in hashtag Drake, hashtag Drake Snake.
I'm going to put in hashtag Drake Snake. Hold on. Drake, Google, what does Drake Snake look like?
Now they got it. Answer for that now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them. No. I'm not, right. Bro.
You want me to give you a second? You can watch the video?
I don't need to watch it. Ain't nothing about it. All I'm going to say is, God bless this man.
He blessed?
Oh, I wasn't saying he was blessed. I'm saying God bless him.
Well, isn't that his song? Oh, God. That was God's plan right there.
God's plan.
We're going to change the foot and start measuring in Drake's.
Man, God damn.
In other celebrity news, anything else happening? Besides no, Drake, man. Drake Snake? Hashtag Drake Snake.
I mean, I don't think anything else is happening, bro. His snake came out. Trump winning. Black People History Month.
Yeah, that's still happening. That's cool.
Yeah, I know how much you hate it. I know.
It's my favorite time of the year, bro.
We got that extra one extra day, and you can't help yourself.
What are you going to do with your extra day? Because it only happens every 4 years. You got to have something special planned.
Man, that's when you hit
you the are button. Watching the video right now. I heard it in the background.
No!
You oh turn that Drake snake off.
Yes. Oh my god, it's too big.
My spoon is too big.
It's too big.
So you seen it?
Oh man,
it's like a train wreck. You can't look away though.
Oh my god,
this man, he cannot stop watching.
I mean,
does it live up to the hype?
I'm not looking at that fool. I just accidentally hit something on Instagram and started.
Yeah,
try to look at that man, trouser snake.
Cat got your Drake got your tongue.
I mean, shit. No, he ain't got my tongue. He be getting somebody else's tongue, but not mine. That thing, I ain't trying to touch that thing. I'm just trying to be like him when I grow up.
Sheesh. Yeah, we got to have goals.
I wish I was like that, man.
Last week you're bragging about
it. I ain't bragging about shit.
Who told everybody you was endowed and shit. Now he got the real endowment.
I ain't never told you nothing about me having no snakes. I ain't never said that in my life.
Pull back the episode from last week.
Run back that beautiful fiend footage.
You said shit. My people endowed.
Him, my people, and some other people, and some other shit.
You ain't Canadian.
That motherfucker Homo sapien. I don't know what the fuck he got.
He's Canadian, man.
I'm Canadian, man. Them Canadians, they know how to make maple syrup and have giant snakes. That's what they know about. That's what they about. They snaking and taking this shit. That's what they do.
Snaking and taking.
I'm saying. Celebrity news. That Bobby. You seen the Bobby girl? I'm a Bobby girl. No. The person, the girl that does the interview, Bobby something.
Yeah, I know her.
Bobby something or other, right?
What happened to her?
You sent that video about, I don't know, who was that? Slowrilla? Glorilla? Who was that talking about?
Slowrilla.
She a motherfucking Slowrilla.
Yeah, she said, I'm not a musician. I don't do tricks.
Like
that. You got me mixed up. I make music.
Man, she was like, wait, hold up. For the record, That's what I said. No, you trying to say I'm out here making tricks like I'm David Copperfield in this motherfucking. I do music. I'm an actor.
All this, yeah. She's like, you don't research me. You don't know what I do.
Right. It's got to be a troll though. That's got to be a troll.
It's a pretty good one. It's too fucking perfect. She's like, man, no, I'm not a musician. You keep saying that. Don't call me that.
There is no way that this lady doesn't know what being. The difference between a magician and a musician is.
Musician. Maybe she heard it wrong.
But still, bro, it's close enough.
All those Bobby interviews, she's usually the one fucking with them. And I just wonder if somebody decided to fuck around back.
I'm Booby. I mean,
have you seen her other interviews? They're pretty entertaining with the other people she's interviewed.
I mean, I've seen
she interviewed the Drake snake too.
Yeah, what? In person?
Yeah. Anita Max Wynn was on there on her podcast.
Anita Max Wynn.
They were sitting in the bed or something.
She interviewed Drake. She ain't interviewed Drake snake. There's a different interview. But then I did see that her husband is filing for divorce. So maybe she did Drake snake. Who knows?
Yeah.
She might have seen
it. Yeah, she divorced. She moving up in the world.
I'm moving well. You know, it's always funny. Like when we supposed to, like when a dude moves up in the world, right? I'm just saying. This is stereotypical. Don't nobody come for me. Just saying. But when a dude moves in the world, we get shunned. If we say we with somebody, we move up, we elevate, we get up there, and we get up and be like, hey, we don't want you no more. We're going to do something else. Then we get shunned for that.
I like how you put that. That's fucking.
You know funny. What I'm saying? Like that happens. Like for real, we get shunned. We get talked about. We get said. We sell out. Whatever the word is going to be. But if it's the other way around, it's like, oh, she's moving up in the world. He was holding her back or something.
So what? You ready to move up in the world? That's what you're going to announce. Like you want to move up and get some rich ass snow money.
I know. My point is. I just, look, you don't be putting no words in my mouth trying to make me out of a villain, motherfucker. I'm just telling you what I'm telling the truth.
But sometimes the words out your mouth sound like a villain script.
I'm a fucking villain. I mean, all I'm saying is, my guy.
I understand where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, I just find it interesting.
One of those things doesn't have the same reaction both ways.
Yeah, all I'm saying is how is it? That when a guy does it, moves up, moves on, he's a villain for real. But if it's the other way around, they're like, oh, she's probably going to be sad, but hopefully she's okay.
That's like leaving a job and getting a promotion.
Just keep on moving up. Yeah.
Every couple of years, you got to move up.
And she was out there seeing Drake Snake, man. You can't be mad. She moving up, moving on. She the villain. She left him behind. He probably felt inadequate. She come home and talk about how big Drake Snake ass is.
I mean, how you going to compete with that?
Yeah. I can't compete with that. Got to put my whole hand in there. Shit. Long ass.
From the shoulder to the wrist.
I mean, extra long canal. I can't. I mean, I'm saying, motherfucking Venice. Venice in hell. You ever been to Venice
before? No, not yet. I'm supposed to go. Okay. I'm supposed to go one day. It's on the to-do list one day. I'll be in Italia. Eating some noodles.
Why you gotta eat steak and noodles in Italia?
Yeah, because the different parts of Italy, they make different food.
Do they have
steak? It's not all just pasta. They do some big ass crazy traditional type of steak. They got their methods. You never seen that dude? There's one homie that did like a travel show and he went all over the different parts of Italy and showed the different regional foods. Some places are on some steak meats. Some places are big on that pasta. A lot of countries in Italy.
Are you big on
meat? A lot of separate countries. Yeah, I'm a big meat guy.
You're a big meat guy?
I'm a big meat eater.
You like them big sweaty meats? You like big meat, big hulking meat slapping each other? That's what you like?
If I'm doing a double decker burger, I like the meats slapping each other. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. So, what is your final meal? What is I'm slaughtering Chris tomorrow? What's that? What is your meal?
I'm getting slaughtered.
You getting slaughtered? It's your last meal.
Fuck, man, that's hard. I never tried to think about dying.
It could be one or two meats. It's fine. You just have to call it out. What would it be? Like if tomorrow's the last day Chris gonna be on this earth, is Taco Bell the last meal?
No, maybe for lunch, but for dinner, the second to last meal could be Taco Bell. But dinner, I think I'm gonna pick out the steak I just had last week. We went out for some Sylvia birthday dinner. It got some New York strip. That was the best steak I ever had pretty much in my life. So I would put that on the list. It was a New York strip from Eddie V's. It was beautiful. Crusty on the outside. Nice and pink on the inside.
Ugh.
It was flavorful. Had some kind of, I forget the name of the kind of sauce that you have with it. It was a chili barbecue kind of thing on there. It was something. Mm. A little reduction type of shit. So, you know that type of shit. So it was good, man. It was amazing.
A demi glaze reduction? That's what you had on
it
there?
It was something. Maybe I don't know if Demi Lovato glazed it on there, but it was But that steak was good. And then, man, I'm sure I could put together some beautiful, awesome, amazing, hamburger that just was full of everything. That could be a cool steak, a cool final meal. Just a nice, big-ass hamburger with, all this stuff on it. Or that steak I had last week.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. Mine is similar. Kind of similar. I don't like steak like that though. I'll probably give me the Kobe beef hamburger, double patted up, best cheese you can find.
Double cheeked up Kobe.
Double cheeked up on a Tuesday. Give me some cut some of those double dipped fries, the ones where they cook it and they cook it again and it'd be like. Not crispy, but it's like crispy and soft at the same time. Give me the apple pie, and inside of that pie, give me a fucking shank if I can get myself out of this position.
You trying not to die today?
I ain't trying to die, man.
You're gonna eat that whole meal, get to dessert, and be like, "I'm out of here. Fuck this."
Yeah,
shank your way out. I understand. You have your change of heart. You ain't ready yet.
I'm trying to get away from this problem, bro. But long story short, I will definitely eat one of those. I'm with you. I'm not really, like I said, I am definitely not a steak fan. I can eat the meats. I'm just not, I'd rather have a big ass lobster tail. I would eat that all day.
Yeah.
Instead of a steak.
Respect. Yeah, that's cool. They had that there too. They had that stuff there too.
Oh.
Okay. But we did a big old crab cake. Starter, little entree. So that was very nice. The best crab cakes
are a hit or miss for me. So there's some places that know how to do one real well, and there's other places that make just a patty of shit.
It's all breading, and there's just a little bit of stuff in there. This thing, the whole fucking thing.
Oh yeah, daddy, I like that. Meat. It's all let me get that meat.
Oh, so that's man. What I told the man. I said, let me get that meat.
And yeah, he brought Drake to the table. Let me get that meat.
Kaboom on the table. Yeah. Like, he dropped it down.
Okay. Well,
so that was
I'm glad y'all had fun. Mm-hmm. I'm glad y'all had fun. El Saber Ding Dong over there. Saber Ding Ro.
I don't think it's El Saber. El Saber Ding Dong Salmonella. I don't think it's that. Salmonella.
Whatever word was. San Marino's.
Yeah, San Marino's.
I mean, I can't believe y'all. Did y'all not? Why didn't you take it to an El San Marino restaurant?
Man, it's called We Got El Salvadorano Stuff at the House.
Okay.
We got that at home. So you go somewhere, you get some stuff you can't make at the house. It's just too different. So you got to get something different when you go out.
But there's stuff in the El Saber Ding Dong place that you can't make at home. Like, there's probably like, stuff like.
Nothing. They got the whole menu at the house.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's cool. Yeah,
so I could make a request. I could pull a name out of a hat of a recipe, and then all of a sudden it gets built right there.
You should make some papusa hamburgers, like two papusas.
Dude, you know what I tried to suggest? Two papusas and a thing and some bread, like that might be a cool fusion. American Salvadoran fusion. So I was trying to suggest, like, how about put some burrito meat in there? Put some.
Why you had to roll your R like that? You are not Hispanic. Say it like an El Gringo burrito.
Burrito. So
burrito.
We put some of that meat in there. Put some ground beef. Like fuck around with it. Do some different shit. They're like, no, yuck, no, that's wrong. You can't do that.
Yeah, you get told no in your own house. Don't you wear the pants?
I be wearing pants. No. I got khakis. I got jeans. You know, I got like denim. I be wearing pants. But I still get told no.
Yeah.
So there's some things that'll just go against things, man. Go against the culture that
man, not forget the culture. We in America. We're trying to do
fusions. I'm about like
fusion.
Go ahead and fuse it with them. Fuse it up.
I'm saying, like, everything we got here is stolen and mixed with some shit, right? That's all we got is stolen mixed shit. So we gotta fuse up. Get you a pupusa, get you some burrito, put you some birra. On top of
I'm gonna have to try it myself, like sneak off to the side and like build one and just throw it in the mix and that whole, you know, that waffle stack or that pancake stack of pupusas and like somebody bites into it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's this one? Shit. Oh, that's the burrito that I snuck on you.
Make a pupusa with breakfast stuff in it. Put some fucking syrup on it.
Yeah. I was like, do it like McDonald's. Do some waffle, egg, syrup, fucking ham, bacon, whatever. Do it. You can put anything you want in there.
Yeah, anything goes. This America, make it happen. This
we is, free, this we free.
Land now. Of the free, home of the brave Barrios.
The brave, dude. That's a tight little minor league sports team's name. The brave Barrios.
We hitting home runs, eating pupusas on the sideline, my guy. That's what we do. That's what we do every day, all day.
The brave Barrios are a baseball team, minor league. Are they like they could be in the league with the banana guys. You know, that Savannah bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they do goofy shit. So the Brave Barrios could go against the Savannah Bananas. I need to send them an email.
Who are you sending the email to exactly?
Because the Savannah Bananas run that shit. They own all the teams. That's
they don't own shit. A whole bunch of teams, but okay.
It's two teams, but it's a traveling band like the Harlem Globetrotters. They just do traveling shows. Right, you know this? We can get tickets. I want to go. Let's go. They come. They've been here. Come around here, but the tickets sell out.
They've been here. Come around where?
San Antonio, Houston.
Where have they been here? Come around. Because I don't know where you're talking about. Where have they been here? Come around.
They've already run through my town. They already run through me.
They ran through banana ran through you. Damn.
I missed them, so I wasn't here. But damn, they've been in my neck of the woods. They've been in my neck of the woods.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'll go. I'll see some of them do the 7-inning stretch your meat. Let me get your meat stretched. And 7-inning, I'm down. I want to see it. Let's go ahead and do that right now. I'm a good thing. We ain't a food podcast, but I mean, since you trying to go to sleep early.
No, you talking about stretch your meat. I just remembered about. I was thinking about ancient, like, what do you call it? Dark ages, like torture machines. So if you went back there telling people.
Stretch your meat. They was gonna stretch your meat.
Give me the meat stretcher machine. That might mean a little bit different than what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they're gonna stretch your whole body out.
They're gonna stretch everything. All them things gonna say.
You'd be like, how about can I repurpose the machine for just one part, like not kill the person, just stretch a specific meat.
Exactly. No, I ain't trying to get my meat stretched, my guy. That's fine. I'm trying to get way to the bed. I'm trying to get Drake, but I ain't trying to get stretched.
Drake leak has infected this whole podcast today.
Yeah. Well, good. That's just some internet stuff. So all you kids, Blue Sky, did you get it yet?
I think I was in the beta.
Were you? No, really.
I signed up, but I don't think I ever fucking I didn't do anything. So I that one and the other Twitter replacement, what was that one called? Thread.
Yeah, Threads.
Yep. Yeah, I signed up, but then I don't do nothing. So
I keep getting shit from you talking about them. They want you to join Threads. They want to see you on Threads. I'm like,
did you log in?
Hell no. Okay, you send me shit from TikTok every time. I literally ignore it because I am not gonna sign up for TikTok. Bruh,
no, just click on it. I send you funny shit.
Bro,
I send you the memes that we're supposed to discuss, and you don't even fucking look at that. That's a disrespect,
bro.
I feel betrayed.
You know, disrespected as shit. He's like, I'm so disrespected.
I feel like you just slapped me in the face with a Drake leak.
Man, oh my god! I'm not. If I slap you in the face with a Drake snake, you're gonna lay down forever.
But you would do that to me, like. You don't click on my link. I think it's a fucking hilarious. Man, dude,
calm your okay. ass down. I do click the link. Shut up, Jesus.
Okay, I was about to reevaluate this whole arrangement.
This man, he had his whole life in a fucking link. Like if I don't touch his link, he's sad. He
touch my link. Click on
I touched your link. Okay, calm down.
I want you to left click on my link or
with your finger. I'm right. I'm left. I did all that.
Finger my link with your phone.
You going too far, my guy. You're going too far.
Oh, so it says too far. So you're gonna add me on Blueski?
No, I just asked if you ran out and get it because you like to run out and buy shit or get.
I mean, I gotta secure my username.
Blue Sky Shrek Drake Snake.
At DrakeSnake.com.
You know what? Somebody probably already got that. I can guarantee you, if you go to one of those platforms, somebody's already got it.
Darn, I'm too slow. Shit.
I'm just saying.
That's a good one. That's a good ad right there. But yeah, I'm logging in, creating my Blueski account right now. I thought I had one, but I guess I
didn't. Blueski? Broski?
Bro.
No, I'm good. Are you going to spend $3,500 on something?
I want to after seeing all the impressions and life-changing stuff you're doing.
That shit's dumb as hell. That shit going to last all of a couple of years and then nobody's going to be using it. Okay. Name me one thing that's come out in, say, the last 5 years in its original form that stayed around longer than 5 years.
I mean, everything evolves. Stuff stays around. What are you talking about?
Cell phones. My point is, I'm not finna spend $3,500 on an Apple product.
You not
to get finna. Some shit that ain't gonna stay around for more than 3 years.
Yeah.
You remember 3D TV? You remember 3D TVs? Do you remember? You remember HoloLens? Even Microsoft.
That's they were all investigating what the shit could do. That was just
okay. Beta and so is Apple. They're beta. They said this is beta testing the future already.
They've made the most futuristic thing that exists at the moment right now.
A fucking eyeglass set? Bro, come on, you guy. Know,
it's the AR, VR stuff and walking around and seamlessly integrating with the world that people are experiencing.
You look stupid as hell, like you about to go skiing.
It don't matter what you look like. It's better as what you see from the inside.
We don't care what you look like.
5-10 years, they're going to have it where it's just a regular set of glasses and it's going to have the same effect.
Man, just but kill me. I just want to be
dead. You got to get there. You got to get to Ready Player One eventually. It's an incremental steps.
Fuck this. I don't want this life. This shit's stupid. Because you mean it's I gotta walk around with technology. Fucking goggles on my face all day looking like a
damn idiot. It looks stupid, but yeah, I'm not saying to actually go outside and walk around fully like that and be the one guy on the street with that thing on your head, but people are saying it's transformative once there's one of the streamer guys that's famous. I forget his name right now. I'm blanking on his shit, but he like walked around New York with it all day and just sat, kept going and kept going. Eventually it was like seamless where he forgot he was wearing it and the stuff just integrated like in Times Square with his fucking, you know, PC feed over here and his news over here and this over here while he's walking down the street and he could see everybody and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, man, this is going to be the future. So maybe, maybe not, but it's the cleanest version of this that exists at the moment right now.
Okay.
But it's way overpriced. Of course, I would never
Pros and cons and then the score, right? You're saying I'm going to buy it. It's the greatest thing ever. Pros. It's got a nice micro LED screen. Okay. Intuitive gesture control. Okay. Convincing facial audio. Okay. Immersive video. Immersive video is astoundingly realistic. Okay. That's the pros, right? The cons are way longer than that, including it's expensive. The OS is very buggy. It's heavy. The external battery is very annoying and does not last long. No native OS apps. It literally has a 74 and you claiming it's the greatest thing that's ever been created.
I'm not claiming. I'm telling you what people have said that they use it too. It doesn't have all pros and all cons. These things are a mix and it's the first time it came out. But what it's doing, the stuff that it's doing is impressive for just actually working. Of course, it's going to get better. You're throwing it away like this shit trash, man.
What it's trash. Hate? I'm
throwing You're trying to it hate away. So hard, bro.
I'm not trying to hate so hard, bro. Spending $3,500 on some shit to sit on my face unless it's not a machine. I might do that in Vegas. But I'm not doing it on the machine. $3,500.
Okay, we know. Okay, broke boy, we know it. You're not gonna get one. Yeah,
you're right. Plus, if you know anything about Apple, there's gonna be a new version of this shit in six months.
They're gonna make new ones. Like yes, they're gonna have a newer version of it, and this is gonna be the worst version out there pretty soon. But it's the first version, and people are gonna pay that tax to be the front of the line and try this new shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I'm surprised I'm seeing as many people as I've seen online dropping the money on this thing, which is crazy. Well, but most of the people are rich people doing it.
Yeah, the online people are people who have money because that's what they do is create content.
They're influencers, like yeah.
Yeah, so, and some of them are either buying it and then others are not buying it and getting it in you know, a different way. We know that, right? So, yeah, of course they're going to be on there. Oh, I bought this $3,500 thing is the greatest thing ever because that's how you get the clicks. That's how it works. Maybe I should get one so we can click on this goddamn podcast.
If you did it and walked around and did the podcast on video through the headset, yeah, I think we can make an episode out of that.
If I
got it, I saw was it Kai Sinat, his other three buddies at his house got it, and then it does like a 3D, like a model of your fucking head. I guess that it's scanning your whole face and your structure and like it looks like you. So it is a 3D CGI of your head. There's like a floating heads of the people he's talking to in the VR AR goggle meetup thing. Instead of just seeing like a flat photo, there's a 3D representation of the person you're talking to. So it looks pretty trippy. It's pretty entertaining what it's doing. I would never want to pay for it that much, but I'm glad they're fucking with it and somebody's beta testing it for me. Because one day they're going to make us just, everybody's going to have to wear that to go to work. And it's going to be Ready Player One and you're going to jack into some kind of Matrix shit. And it's probably going to be on an Apple headset to jack into the system. So you're going to wear something on your face, bro. You might not be paying that much for it, but you're going to sit there and take it.
I'm telling you.
That's the future, man. It's face sitting is the future.
Yeah. I mean, those are future, past, and present. Face sitting is where is it. Hating dog. I'm just saying though. I'm not $3,500 for an Apple.
And you know what? I don't have anything in the Apple ecosystem, so I don't think you can even use that fucking shit really unless you have an iPhone and some other shit. You need some shit to go with it.
You don't have to have other shit. You just buy the damn device.
But I'm sure it's better. Like getting your phone calls and stuff. You probably only have to have an iPhone. I'm sure you can sync that up to a Galaxy and stuff. They want you to use their stuff.
Oh yeah, of course they want you to use their stuff, but you can get No, you can get, I'm pretty sure, not 100% sure, but I'm almost certain you can get a number attached to that device. It would make sense. I mean, you could do that with a tablet. You could do that with a phone. So you should be able to get a number to that device.
I would hope so. That you could just call me on my headset.
And we back to
what do you call the thing? Apple Vision. Call me on my Vision.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, respect technology. This used to be a tech podcast. We'd be glizzying all over this, glazing all over.
No, you be glizzy because you want to talk about what you put in your mouth and stretching meat. I tried to go back to technology a long time ago. You're like, man, fuck yeah, I want to stretch my meat.
I'm over here defending technology. You're trying to tear it down. You want to go back to fucking caveman style, burning wood and shit outside. And I'm trying to say, let's get some AR, VR shit out here.
All I'm saying is, it is extremely expensive for what it is, number one. It is going to be outdated in 6 months, guaranteed. Apple has never ever released anything ever that they sat on more than 6 to 8 months. There's always going to be another version. So you're going to spend $3,500 for some shit, then have to spend $3,500 for some shit again.
But you don't have to. You don't have to. And did fucking General T Ford come out with one car in the next year? General
T Ford came out with the Model T, and the next
and he came out with the Model TUV XYZ.
No,
and people said, "Oh, my car is
T2." Like 8 years later,
yeah. People said my car is shit because it came out with a second version. Like
exactly,
it still turns on. No, not exactly. It still turns on. It fucking goes.
No, it ain't the same. Because he was like, "Man, you was out there hand cranking the T. Now you just turn this thing and it turns on."
Okay, that's an improvement. So the other one does suck ass. Yes, but you're the same guy that told me, "Oh, are you upset that Steam released another Steam Deck, and now yours is a piece of shit doesn't work anymore?" And I'm like, my shit still works.
No. I said was, I said, don't you feel dumb buying first generation hardware?
No. You also said, aren't you upset that your shit is irrelevant now and doesn't work anymore? And you go back and listen to it. You're like, they got a new one out. Your shit is trash. It's garbage. It doesn't work anymore. And what do you got to do? You got to sell it. You got to throw it in the trash. I'm like, I'm still using that shit. It still works. It still turns on.
I mean, okay. I get that. The difference
I know is, the point you're trying to make about.
Yes, the point. Okay. It would be different if Apple didn't already have a track record of fucking people. Like, let's say Chris's company makes a technology item. You put the technology out there for a year, and he's like, you know, I could have did better. I could have, you know, had smudge resistant. You know, I could have put a better screen on it, and then you release another one. Okay, that's fine. That's not part of your normal. This is no track record that we have, right? But with Apple, you're going to buy something knowing that they're already working on probably the next iteration or the update or the tweak or something to sell you some more shit already.
Yeah, it's just a moment.
Are you beating the walls? What is happening? Why are we beating walls? What's happening? Something's happening. Something going down. Anyway, but the argument for paying for something, that's $3,500. And then hoping that they don't release another one in 2 to 3 months is astonishing to me. And the people who come up with that argument talk about, you broke if you ain't got an iPhone. You broke if you... Man, you broke because you have an iPhone. Because you're going to buy it. Then you're going to buy the next iteration. Then you're going to buy the next iteration. Then you're going to have to buy... And not only do you going to buy it, you have to. Because in most cases, with Apple, you can stay on... Maybe the generation, 2 generations back at best before they turn on the slow-mo on your phone and stop shit stops working. So I'm sorry.
Man, this man's still talking. Oh, yeah, shit.
What the fuck I'm talking? What did you just jump in for?
Yes, because I got a phone call. Okay, I thought this was a fucking emergency, man. You see your mother-in-law's name on the phone and you're like, who's that? Man, something wrong. First, I thought it was a mistake. I got a second call, so that's why I paused. I said pause. I open it up, get the phone on. It's a nephew at the grandparents' house asking me why he can't download a game and it costs money on the Xbox. I'm like, what the fuck? So this man got expectations because he comes over to my house and I have all the games on there and I got Game Pass and shit. So he just downloads and plays the games. It's not set up on his account over there on his like little cheaper Xbox. So he's like, I can get this Peppa Pig game. You give me money because it says it costs money. I'm like, no, fool. He goes, okay, it says I can sign up for a trial of Game Pass and play it for free. I said, no, fool. Like, no, I'm not, you're not getting Game Pass.
He can't do a trial?
This 7-year-old is not doing a fucking trial. I'm not paying for this man's trial, because once the trial ends, who's paying for it? Ain't my credit card attached to that shit. I was like, we'll talk about it later. We'll figure something out later. He's trying to get Peppa Pig for his little sister, but I thought it was funny. This man, it costs money, Uncle Chris. Can I buy this game? I'm like, no, you cannot make any purchases, please. Please hit B. Hit B till you get back to the main menu and stay the fuck out of the store.
Well,
he's trying to spend that money, man.
But then, but he—that's that generation. They get smart.
But he wondering why can't I get to this thing on this page and it will not let me download it? Uncle Chris, fix this shit. Give me money.
I mean, get a man some money. I hear talking about you making a case for you getting an Apple Pro. So give him. You can give him $10.
No, we'll see. I don't know if I'll give him $10, maybe I'll give him $20. He gets hooked up with the Fortnite bucks and everything.
This man still playing
Fortnite. He got the best Fortnite account in the whole world, man.
This man he's blessed. Still playing Fortnite.
He got all the Fortnite characters and all that shit. I ain't playing Fortnite.
Him blessed up. Get him blessed up. It'd be like that.
So if you find some V-Bucks on the ground somewhere in the parking lot, send him over. I'll put him on his account, hook that boy up.
Yeah. Give him something there.
Let me know if you want to join a Fortnite party.
No, I'm good.
Have you ever played that shit?
Fortnite? No. Yes. I played it once and I realized I'm a fucking adult.
Video games are video games, bro. No.
You're not going to give me the argument of video
games. It plays good. It has good shooting.
I don't know.
It's smooth. It's got stuff to do with it. It's fun.
My guy, no.
Why? Because it has got colors. Colors offend you. They're childish.
No, it's first off, it's who's playing the trash.
There's a lot of people that are not. Most people are 7 years old, but there's a lot of people that are 8 and 10 and 20 and 50 years old.
Okay, no, it's a lot more 8, 9, 10s than there is
50. Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. Turn off. I don't have voice chat on. I don't know who I'm killing, so I just play
slaughtering people. And you don't even give a fuck. You don't even care. He could be a 2-year-old. You he can get it. You don't even care.
I mean, I spread the lead everywhere, so I don't care who I'm shooting.
All I'm saying is, yes, do I play games today still as an old person at this point? Sure. I don't have interest of playing something that, I mean, even if I turn down a sound, I know on the other end it is a pubic adolescent person of some sort. Yes. Of some sort. Whether he's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, is some dropped yet type person on his side.
Yes. Probably, yes. So you just don't want to be playing the same game. Okay.
I don't associate with young kids.
it feels good though. Like the gameplay feel good though. They got a good game in there in Fortnite.
You can slide.
You can fly. And you can shoot.
Just say no to kids.
No, I'm not. I'm not over here advocating for Roblox. I'm saying Fortnite feel good. And our bro makes Fortnite, bro.
What, bro? He is dead to me.
No, he's still closest homie in the world, bro.
And a man, he loves you. Invite me to the bar mitzvah. Nothing. No, I'm good.
I don't think he had one, but.
Hey, have you, since you
faced, I've never been to a bar mitzvah.
I wasn't going to ask that. I was going to ask.
I've been to a quinceañera.
That's what I was going to ask. If you got it out.
I've seen one of those back when I was a kid in California. Yeah, I went to a neighbor's.
Okay. Them people be partying. They party.
That party was fucking popping, bro.
I think it's, oddly enough, I think quinceañeras and now the Sweet 16s that used to be not like this are more for the adults to get hammered at this point.
They've been head. Yeah. Why are you bringing a pallet of fucking Coronas to a 2-year-old's party or a 16-year-old's party? Of course, it's for the parents to hang out.
Man, think of Corona. I hate to derail this conversation, but fucking Sierra. But man, okay, so I work at a place, right? You know, we sell alcohol and drinks and stuff, right? So we had a meeting at our office that I wasn't in, but I was just looking at the screens, right? Like they had this big meeting, right? So it was like talking back and forth, right? I ain't gonna say the name, but if you know when I say this part, you're gonna know who it is. That's fine, whatever. But they were showing on the screen, right? Like burr sales, right?
Yeah.
And the company that was like showing it off, right? They were like, yeah, you know, beer sales, blah, blah. It was like, I'm just going to say name because I'll give the real name of one, but the other one was like, it was like, you know, Jackalope Bright was like, you know, plus 5%. And then Billers was plus like 2.5% or some shit like that, right? Corona was like negative 17%.
But no, Corona down.
I'm like, you know, and you know the reason why, right? It's been down ever since. Since 2020, nobody is buying it. It has been down every year since 2020.
For who? Maybe for you guys. It's still
No. This is the company that makes it. Literally. Oh, Corona? Yes. The sales has been down ever since 2020. It's either been like -4, -5, -6, whatever per like overall, but like for ours, it's like way down. The name association.
Oh, it's Corona. Yeah, that didn't impact them.
Yes. It's like it's been negative sales since 2020. They have not caught back up since 2019 numbers.
I mean, but Hammond. Mm-hmm. The people who owned Corona own every other brand, so they're doing all right. Yeah,
Corona. Yeah. They break it even somewhere. Yeah. But that particular brand is like it hurt. Like
it ain't gonna be the same no more after that.
You have barely seen since 2020. I think I've seen one or two Corona commercials. I think the Andy Samberg one that's out now, or is that something else? It may be Corona where they're like on the beach and he puts the lime in the beach in the drink or something.
Man,
like
the Corona commercials used to be widespread as hell everywhere,
dude. There ain't nobody buying that shit. That name fucked it up. It fucked it up for it's like it's down across the board. Like it's just down. I'm like, Brad, that sucks.
It's
like,
not in vogue to be saying, give me the Corona.
Yeah, that name is not hidden on it. But it might come back. Who knows? Like they may change the name. I think that's the best course of action is change the name, keep the formula. Because I'm pretty sure people love the flavor. I don't like it. I don't like pissy beer. I like real beer, like craft beer. I like stuff that tastes like where it's from and not like mass produced, I guess is the easiest way to put it. Maybe they change the name, call it something else, and they'd be fine. And it works out. But they call the name. That didn't change it, my guy. That's the same. Like, damn, you just might as well call it COVIDia the beer. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, if it was called, if we had a COVIDia beer and COVID came out, that would be the same shit.
Man, you know what? It'll be
a six pack of COVIDia.
It would really suck to be like a city that has a name that's very similar to COVID. Like I ain't making light of COVID, but just to think of the names that probably existed before we started calling stuff that. Yeah, it's probably some city name that out there and they're like, God damn it. We gotta change our whole name.
It's gotta be a disease named after somebody or named after a place that just tanked their fucking tourism industry. Nobody's coming to COVID, North Dakota.
You got the Wilford Brimley. Like, oh man.
Diabetes, Texas.
And Texas, out of all the places on earth, they have the worst name conventions. Just because Texas is so large, I think that's part of it. They just name shit after anything in Texas. Like anything. Like Round Rock, of course, if you don't know, if you've never been here, Round Rock is named after a rock they found in the water that was round. No joke. That's why it was called Round Rock.
You pull up in the fucking woods in the middle of a desert somewhere and be like, huh, big tree, Texas or something like that. Say, there's a fucking rock on the ground. Rock, Texas.
Yeah. Like, and then you got lazy fuckers. Texas City, Texas. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that shit. Or West Texas.
And like, not the West.
It should be North Texas, East Texas, South Texas. Yeah. You gotta knock out all the cardinal directions.
Yeah, like I live in West Texas, but it's like southeast of some other shit. Like what? That doesn't make any sense. But
at the time, that might have been the furthest west point on the map. They didn't know there was more shit past there.
I'm not hating on who was on the damn the Trail of Tears or Chisholm Trail and all the things trying to discover new land. They just called
Chisholm and the Tear Trail. Yeah.
Yeah, they was out here like, man, we're going to call this a flat bush because I seen a naked lady over there. She got flat bush. And that's what they call it. I mean, that's what happened.
Where's the fro bush?
Oh, man. Like, man, she woolly in the mud. Fro bush. Robush, Texas. That's how it works, bro. But anyway, so it's time to eat dinner. I know that's what you're about to say. I know the warden is like, please come and eat.
Dinner getting cold. We got to jump on it.
And I mean, is it pupusas?
No, beans and rice. Rice and beans. That's it? That's like a soup. A bowl of beans and rice, tortilla, some cheese.
Man, this man turned into a straight Hispano.
It's good shit, bro. Tastes so good.
You're a Hispano. That's a damn shame. What happened to the Chris I used to know? Well,
you just think I'd be doing Taco Bell all day, man. Not no more. Just because it's an hour and a half away, but I got access flipped. To other foods.
You
I
flipped on up. Me, dog. That's cool.
I changed up. I got a tan and everything.
No, you white as shit. No. You probably one of the whitest people I know. Like, no joke.
That ain't the goddamn truth. I know I'm albino. They ain't that fucking white.
You are
whitest people you know. I know you don't see whiter than me.
One step away from being a ginger. Like, no.
Fuck no.
No cap. You are.
I am offended.
You got ginger, then you got crisp. Like, no cap. No.
That's impossible. Bro. Not happening.
Dude, you white as shit. Like, it's okay. I get that you try to hold on to that 0.8 whatever percent you believe, but you white as shit. You're white.
They don't call me Queso Blanco for no reason.
Speaking of that, before I let you go, let me ask a question. You lived in Memphis. You lived in California. Okay. What is it called when you melt cheese and eat it with chips?
Queso.
Okay. What does queso mean?
It means cheese.
Okay, great. Okay, we're on the right path. Okay. So if you took the queso and you added a can of diced tomatoes and diced peppers that they sell in a store, and it has a national known name, what do you call it?
I mean, the answer you're looking for is Rotel. Thank you. That's just the stuff.
No, you stop there.
No. Oh, coming from Memphis and stuff and other places, they call it Rotel, but that's the motherfucking brand or the thing. But that's not like, you don't go to the restaurant and go, let me order some Rotel. So they make their queso, I forget the name of it, a different style. They'll put like some chorizo and peppers and like guacamole and stuff in there and do extra shit with the queso and load it up. But you don't order Rotel on the menu at the restaurant. That's just like the people's name for something. But it's a branded thing.
You messed up a wet dream, bro. I thought you was on my side because
I mean, before I came here, I called it Rotel too. But I really don't hear people saying make some Rotel too often. I know if you make a queso at the house, it's a given. You're probably going to put some Rotel in there, not just melt the cheese. But I don't call it Rotel no more.
You have been.
I turned my back on you, bro.
You have. You went there. You went away from me. I thought we were cool.
Strayed far from the light.
I mean, because Rotel is what it's called, man. There's that meat, some cheese, and some Rotel can. It's Rotel.
That's how it used to be. I've been there. I've been on your side. I switched
back on the homie. That is wild.
I'm moving on.
Well, I guess it's the end of this podcast.
Yeah, possibly. We can end it on Rotel, No-Tel.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn.
Fine, man. Well, this was a decent podcast until I got, you know, excommunicata from my friend, my white friend here. So
you were excited for a minute until I said, nah.
Yeah, until you fucked it up. Yes, I thought it was going to be a fever dream. It turned
you were leading this horse all the way to water. I thought I was.
But anyway, so episode 195, mainstream podcast, Jeff Chris. It's over. Chris can go eat. It's still Rotel. I don't care what nobody say. Good night.
Holiday have a great day. I'm gonna go make some Rotel with no Rotel.
Rotel, Motel, Holiday. Yeah.